This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To have a conversation about what's going on that's good in the world, and I'm happy to have somebody with me who is good, Victoria Keelan, good person, Kara Schillen, good person, talking about Tim Tebow, good person. He didn't do particularly well at bat yesterday in the Arizona Fall League. He was out for the first time, but off the field, he really pronounced himself, if I can use it that way. A lot of people have made fun of him because he's an evangelical Christian. He seems to bring that into every part of his life. It may or may not be the way you choose to live your life, but that doesn't mean that that should affect. I find myself troubled by all the people who make fun of him, the SNL skits and that kind of stuff, because he's a man who believes, as we all have, our standards and mores and things that we want to live by. I hope we do, anyway. And so one of his strong Christian beliefs is that he be demonstrative with his with the elderly. You know how the Jehovah's Witnesses go out and knock on your door and try to get you to join the church. And I don't know, when you're a Quaker, what do the Quakers do to sort of spread the word? Victoria, is there a...
Quakerism is not about proselytizing in any way.
No, I didn't think it was.
Yeah, no, there's none of that. Actually, I mean, Quaker meetings don't even have a priest or a minister or anyone led. They're just silent, so...
Yeah,
that's one of the things I love most about being a Quaker.
I told you that there's a Quaker meeting house across the street from my house, didn't I?
I think so, yeah.
Right.
How old is it?
Oh, it was a one-room schoolhouse for this part of town back in the 1800s and up to 1935, 1940 was used, and it was empty. And we used it for community events for a while when I was a kid, and then it was sold for a dollar to the Quakers, and they moved it back on the land about 140, 50 feet off the road, put another building with it. And now they have services there, very busy every Sunday morning. Lots of people come, and they do as you suggested. Some of the people in the neighborhood, some of the people from outside of town. But they're very, it's a quiet, civil group of, I'm driving out of my place with a tractor or something on Sunday morning. They all, the kids come running to the road and look. So, it's very peaceful and very quiet and very respectable. And so, back to the Tebow thing, yesterday after the game was over, where he didn't do particularly well, one of the fans fell down and apparently had what appeared to be a stroke. And so Tebow, who was nearby signing autographs, ran over to the stands, jumped up in the stand, tried talking to the fan, who did not respond at all. Then he put his hand on the man's leg and bowed his head and started praying. And within seconds after that, the fellow regained consciousness. It was pretty surreal. If you go through and look at some of the video, he's reaching over the stands. And I just think you can say what you want to about stuff that you don't believe, or maybe there's no scientific proof that things happen, like your prayer is very powerful. I think thoughts are things. And for me, this works. So, and this guy was only 30 years old. He woke up, he looked up, and he saw Tim Tebow. And then the paramedics came, and they brought him to the hospital, and he was okay. And he said he was a fan of the other team. So anyway,
I don't think anyone has ever, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't know that anyone has made fun of his religion per se, but the fact that somehow it got out about the no sex thing, that's where people, like, that is very personal and that should never have been public.
Yeah, it's nobody's business. Nobody's
I think that's the only thing I've ever heard people sort of say, like, oh, okay, like, what, you know, why do you need to talk about that if you want to be a 31-year-old virgin or however old he is? Yeah. But other than that, no one has ever said he's not a good person. I mean, I've never heard anyone.
But it bothers me that people even make fun of him because of his holding on. It might not be, as I said, what you and I believe in, but so So let the guy do what he wants to do and be who he wants to be. He's a winner in my book.
Absolutely.
Because of things like that, frankly. He signed with the Mets in September, remember?
Yep.
And they put him out into their the sort of fall grapefruit league. No, that's been called the, what do they call the, if you're in Arizona, it's not, grapefruit is Florida. What's Arizona? You remember? Anybody remember?
I have no idea.
I don't need it. I'm sure glad I brought it up.
I always just know it as like the farm team. That's
They are the farm teams.
Yeah.
You know what I don't understand? Here's something that has nothing to do with anything other than the baseball caps that are worn by the players. And now on the street you see these caps worn off to the side or straight. When I still have caps that I wear when the weather's bad, I wear a hat. I don't wear it in the summertime, but I wear it in the wintertime when it starts getting chilly. I put on a cap. I have a number of caps that have Good Day on them, and they have the farm name on them, and they may have other things that people want to promote. And so I always have bent them in the middle because that's how you use the visor.
Mm-hmm.
But now everybody just has these flat. The hat is flat. And for me, it looks stupid. But a lot of people think that I know it is the style, but I wonder why. And the picture of Tebow that I'm looking at shows him wearing a hat that has its sort of the flat style. I just wondered how that started or where it all changed and why. Is there something that is supposed to come? Is there a denotation or a meaning for leaving the hat flat?
It just became a style thing.
Yeah, I think it's just like any other fashion craze. Yeah.
Foolish. Doesn't it look foolish? Looks foolish to me.
I mean, I'm just used to seeing, I don't know, I don't really pay attention. I mean, if I wear a baseball cap or if my boyfriend does, you know, I always bend the brim.
Yeah.
But that's just because it looks better on me when it's bent. But, guys have been doing this for a long time. I mean, you can blame, like, the hip-hop culture because they started it, but it really, you know, football players, when they wear the caps of their teams, they don't bend the brim. It's just been around for, I don't even know how long, a long, long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, your source for bending the brim. This is DJV. All right, so just on the opposite side, the story is floating around this week of Joe Jonas, who has made a big deal on social media about his bunga bunga size, you know, his hoo-hoo.
I must have missed that.
Joe Jonas?
Yep.
Okay.
All over the place. Go, you can just Google it. It's all over the place. Losing his virginity to Ashley Greene. And his,
oh, right. Yeah, I heard about that. Okay.
No, you didn't hear about his hoo-hoo? No.
No, I did not.
Okay, well.
What did he say about his?
I'm just saying, he's talking about it, and he's hoo-hoo. Oh.
Okay.
Billy Bush.
Poor Billy Bush.
Says that the people at NBC had no problem. They knew, the people at NBC have known about this video for years, he says. And it was done on Access Hollywood, which is owned by NBC. They had no trouble with it at all until last Friday. So he's feeling like he's being, and it probably hasn't done his career any good. That's for sure. He's sort of under house arrest, it would seem.
Yeah.
And I feel badly for the guy. But there's, we're back to the hoo-hoo, back to the, all of this other stuff that has become, how do parents... How the business about being a parent these days, especially with all the social media and parents who give their children these devices way too early, what do you, the children fall upon this stuff, and what do you talk to them? How do you, if you're watching the news at night while you're fixing dinner, And all this stuff about Trump comes up. What do you, and your child is 7 years old, walked into the room and starts looking at the TV. What do you say to him when he wants to know, what's Donald Trump talking about, Mommy? What do you say to him? Right, exactly.
Yeah.
What do you, we've become so crass and crude and, what's the other? It's not gritty. Some people say, "Oh, it's gritty." No, it's not gritty. It's gross. It's not necessary, and that's. But there are no limits anymore.
It would seem.
I mean, I even in the context of doing this program, thinking back over the this week is the beginning of the 29th year of me doing this program, and I think about how the standards have changed. In the 29, 30 years, or the 50 years that I've been on the air, it is night and day. I mean, I have stuff that I couldn't say. There were things like this that we couldn't talk about at all, and maybe even couldn't make reference, make innuendo about. And then there were other things that happened down the line that changed. There were things that we couldn't say that had to do with being politically correct. I remember looking over my shoulder, and this was like 25 years ago when that started. So you get into trouble if you said something that was not politically correct. I never paid much attention to that rule, and as a result, it got me into trouble a few times. But I don't think I have to be politically correct in order to be a good human being. But the whole business, the sexual innuendo stuff, something, you got to leave something to the imagination. Leave it alone, for God's sakes. But no, let's talk about everything. All right, I'm going to talk about the time. 18 past the hour, DJV on the air.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Blue season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
I think that, Victoria, you taught me about Ne-Yo.
Oh, did I?
Some months ago. Yeah, I didn't know who Ne-Yo was till you and I had a conversation about the music from Ne-Yo. And now there are words from Ne-Yo. He blasted Ruth Bader Ginsburg because of what she said about Colin Kaepernick. Bunga bunga.
Colin Kaepernick.
Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that what Kaepernick was doing in the National Anthem protest was dumb. And so Ne-Yo, who's quite a well-known R&B singer and a songwriter, said, quote, "She's right. There are no rules to stop people from being stupid. Same way there are no rules to stop her from saying the dumb stuff that she said." Listen, I 100% stand by Kaepernick, with he probably pronounced it correctly. With all this going on, all the deaths that have been videotaped, people are getting away with it like it ain't nothing. How dare you ask me to pledge allegiance to a country that's not pledging allegiance to me? Really? We got to pledge allegiance now to Ne-Yo? Where's
well,
it?
Where is I don't
it? Think
a star
that's
what he
flag? Means. Yeah, I know what he means, but somebody's going to take that apart. And then what he has said to that point, which has some value, goes out the window. Because people, you know, as well as I do, parse every word. They mince. They take everything apart and put it back together again. So if he'd have stopped before he said that, maybe he might have had some value. As far as I'm concerned, what he said is a load of you-know-what.
But that's just what you think, because you're the one who took it apart. No one
exactly.
Else, no one else took it apart. I mean,
I don't know that no one else took it apart. You didn't. You haven't heard everybody.
I haven't heard Rush Limbaugh talk about it, but I mean other people.
When's the last time you listened to Rush Limbaugh?
I never listened to Rush Limbaugh. I would never.
Okay, there you go. But that doesn't mean...
But still, I'm just saying, most people are, you know, he's not... Most people agree with what Neo's saying. I mean, no one
most
is inciting
not.
Riots.
Maybe most people in your circle do. Most people in my circle do not.
Don't believe that anyone has a right to silent protest?
No, no.
Really?
That Kaepernick... No, that's not what I'm saying. You're twisting my words around.
No, I'm not. I'm asking what you're inferring.
Kaepernick,
I don't know what you mean.
People are not supportive of Kaepernick doing what he's doing, whether he has the right to do it. I don't think anybody's questioning his right to do it, or if, and not people in my circle are not questioning whether he has a right to do it. They just think that the guy is a lowlife because he's had the opportunity to take advantage of the system, and why is he complaining? Whether that's right thinking or wrong thinking, that's what they're thinking. The same as people that you may know are thinking that he has every right to do it and agree with it. And I'll tell you something. After reading the story about this movie, 13th, which is on Netflix, I found out yesterday, I'm going to watch it this week. And if you didn't hear me talking about it, it basically takes the 13th Amendment and analyzes how even Congress has worked on taking down the black man. And it really, I mean, I can't put it any other way than that. This is
right. So how would that be different from what Neo's saying about having the country not pledge allegiance to him?
You're challenging me for a reason that isn't part of what I'm saying. You can challenge.
I'm not talking.
He doesn't have the right to say it. What I'm saying is that the way they go about doing it, this guy, my forehead wrinkled when I read. It's not like pledge allegiance to me. I think that's the same as a lot of this other stuff. It's just a phrase that I didn't like applying to him. That's my I just don't like it. I'm not going to pledge allegiance. This is not like we're pledging allegiance to a person. I'm not pledging allegiance to Barack Obama when I pledge allegiance to the flag. I'm not pledging allegiance to any human being. I'm pledging allegiance to a country with an idea. And so in that circumstance, they are right to be upset because the idea isn't working well, especially for them. 28 past the hour.
Pull your weight. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. 10 men were invited to a celebration for which they decided they would all bring their best wine and combine it to have an awesome time. One of the men went home, however, and decided that he wasn't going to contribute his good wine. So he just filled up a jug with water. He figured nobody would notice. Unfortunately, when he got to the celebration and they all poured their contents in, they all found out that each of them did the exact same thing. And consequently, they all ended up with only water to drink. Sometimes when we're in a group, we think everyone else will do their part, so we don't have to give our best. But if you want to have great success, you have to contribute great success. For motivation to help you pull your own weight, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you living with pain but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs. And your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free one-week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-5610 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-400-5610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Turn your magic on. Let me see it. Everything you want is a dream away. We are legends every day.
Okie dokie. Smoothly working our way into the day, are we? The time, I say it was 34 after, I'm lost sort of in a conversation with myself about this whole fear-based thinking thing, and I'm not going to apologize for it. I just happen to have my head stuck in it as we're thinking about how fearful some youngsters are becoming with masks and clowns and things like that, and the fun that people are having with Shatner and the revelation that the Mike Myers mask was actually Shatner.
Which is so bizarre, and it totally looks like him.
Yeah, it really does when you look at it. The picture's all over the place. But I, more to the point, thinking, and I didn't do a good job, apparently, of explaining myself in the last segment of the program. I was talking about Neo. So let me see if I can do a better job here with what I think is maybe part of my experience in this constellation course that I'm taking. I've explained it three or four or five times on the air. This is basically taking oneself back to his or her ancestry to understand what's going on with you, to understand what your fears are, to understand what your likes are, to understand what your attitudes are, to understand why you get along or you don't get along. It is really an important consideration. I find it very enlightening for my circumstance in my life. And as I think about what we give to our children, this is aimed at you, Mom, and you, Dad. What are you passing down to your children? When you examine your fears, how often do you say around your children, I'm scared to death about, and fill in the blank. You're scared to death of running out of money, or you're scared to death of getting sick, or you're scared to death of whatever your life experience may be. That becomes a picture in a child's mind. It's your political biases, whatever they may be. You pass them on to your children. And people are afraid, well, if Donald Trump gets elected, he'll ruin this for women, or something will happen bad for children. If Hillary Clinton gets elected, we'll run out of... Whatever it is, your fears are symbolic. But to pass them on to... It is human nature, but I'm asking you to sort of think about it in light of what we have going on with regard to these Halloween masks or the clowns and the really creepy stuff that you...
You mean the clowns that are in the woods luring children, that kind of thing?
McDonald's going to stop using Ronald McDonald because kids supposedly are afraid of him now because he's a clown. His whole thing has gotten so out of proportion, even though, yes, what's been done in any number of states... Guys coming out of the woods trying to lure girls into the woods in clown masks. I mean, what kind of demented monsters are we creating? And does this come about somewhat as we burn? I mean, the attitude has to come from someplace. Where would someone come up with the idea of putting on a clown mask and trying to lure a girl into the woods? Where did that idea come from? It comes from a movie, doesn't it? In this case, isn't that what some of the Halloween or the whatever those other chainsaw things are?
There was a movie. I never saw it, but there was a movie, and I forget the name of it now, but there was some crazy, creepy clown who like was in the sewer or something.
I don't know.
That's the only thing that I know of movie-wise, but I don't know how this all started, and it's just gotten so out of hand. It's everywhere.
It's awful. It is.
People are getting arrested now. Like, it's just it's crazy.
Yeah, it's creepy, crawly stuff. So how do we release ourselves from that? And does it have something to do with, I'm sort of looking at attitudes now for a moment, asking, and then, you know, I mean, you look at this nasty political campaigns going on. What kind of an attitude is that presenting to all of us? It's everything sort of wrapped in together. We have the business about Wells Fargo and the banks and how they're screwing their customers. And, you know, looking around at the good people, I'm struggling with the words, as you can hear, because the brain is working faster than the old expression, make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. I'm trying to adhere to that because there's so much stuff rattling around in my brain right now about this and what can be done. I don't know that you can do anything about it. Because there's such a tide against the personal things that people have that shouldn't be anything more than personal to that person. And yet, everybody wants to share things. We become, maybe with time, we'll become more sophisticated when it comes to all of this technology, and we'll understand how to use it correctly. Right now, it's out of control. It is. There's no privacy. You post something on Twitter or Facebook and it goes viral in seconds, and before you know it, tens of thousands of people. And those of us who are in the public eye use this because we want to have more people know who we are so we can get more listeners and we can charge more for our advertising. That's the bottom line. But at what cost do all these things happen? Part of the cost is this kind of stuff. With the clowns, it is, and it becomes a self-fulfilling problem. Do you know what I mean? Am I making sense? I didn't make sense before, so I'm trying to make sure I make sense now.
I'm a little lost.
Lost how?
The clown thing
is a result directly of social media portraying, taking one or two instances and spreading it everywhere. So people get ideas when they see that. Okay, I'm going to do that. That's where that stuff comes from.
Okay.
However, it's spread around. Do you agree that there is so much more being informationally spread around now because of social media than ever was the case even when you were a kid?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know in this particular case if social media is to blame for the clown thing, but...
How else did it get spread around? Where did it come from?
Well, every local news, if you're not on social media, you know about these stories. I mean, this has been on every local news channel for months.
Has it gotten to the local news channels?
I don't know. How does anything get to local news?
A lot of it's social media now. You see they set aside 5 minutes every night for whatever is on Twitter, and they share, you become our newsman. You take the shots and send them in to us, and we'll put them on the air, and you'll be a star.
Right, and that totally happens, but this started because little kids were going home and telling their parents that there were creepy people dressed as clowns. Mm. So, I mean, I don't think little kids, who are like 7 years old, they're not calling up a news station or, they're not acting as reporters. So, I mean, police are involved, and so whenever police are involved, people know about it.
Mm.
And police scanners. I mean, people listen to scanners all the time.
I didn't know about stuff like that when I was a kid. It wasn't a part of what was going on. I knew who won our high school football game and the high school baseball game, and I know who...
But you didn't know if someone was in your town, like, dressed as a... Let's just say if they were dressed as a clown and trying to lure people off of a road, like a local...
Well,
road. I mean, that's what's happening.
That wasn't going on when I was a kid. But there were other things that went on.
Halloween, how did you find out that you have to be careful to check for needles and razors in your candy?
It wasn't a factor. When I was a kid, that didn't become a factor until I was well into my 30s. This is the last 20 years.
So nothing bad happened until you were in your 30s, in your
10s. No, I'm not saying that.
I didn't know about it because it didn't become
part of the local
But how
floor.
Did anybody hear about anything that went wrong in your town?
It was up to the news media. I'll go back to the example I used before.
Right, that's
Kara,
what I'm saying. The local
Kara
news would cover.
And I were talking about the way the news media treated presidents. You never saw a picture of FDR smoking. You never saw a picture of him in a wheelchair. You didn't hear anything about his philandering. You didn't hear about Ike and his girlfriend Summersby in World War II and that he smoked a lot. You saw pictures of him when he was in World War II smoking, but you didn't when he was president. You didn't see pictures of JFK and all of the news media knew that he was having affairs with everybody in town, but it
didn't.
Did
they?
Oh yeah, absolutely did. And so, but there was a I don't know what you call it, a gentleman's agreement, whatever there was an agreement not to cover certain things, and now that's gone. And I don't know whether it's good or bad. I think it's good that we know some of the things that we know, and I think it did change. With the Bill Clinton thing. I think that's really when all of that stuff changed. And why did it change? Why did it change then? What happened that made that thing become the public spectacle that it did when many other presidents have done the same thing and worse? There are rumors about one president killing a mistress in the White House. That goes back 150 years. But, these are things that become a part of the times. And we have, in this time that we live in, there's nothing that's sacred. Nothing.
Well, Bill Clinton is the first internet president, so you can blame it on the internet then.
I don't blame it. I'm not looking for blame. I'm just trying to go back to the premise.
You know what I mean?
Premise.
You can attribute it to the internet.
Yeah,
then.
Right. Yeah. But the premise here is to sort of understand or find. I mean, maybe I'm struggling, but I'm having the conversation because I'm struggling with it too. As you can tell, you said my ideas are not very clear. And maybe they aren't because I'm struggling with the huge amounts of information that I need to have and you do every day to do this program. And we try to reflect because you have different points of view and Kara has different points of view and I have different points of view. With respect, we present those different points of view. But sometimes I'm confused even as to what my views are. And because I may have a bit of information that I've gleaned from seeing it in a certain way, and then there's another piece of information that gives you another part of the story, and, oh, well, if I'd have known that, you know what I mean? It changes, and everything becomes foggy. And I think parents...
So you're saying it's like information overload.
Yeah, I'm going back to what I started, the focus of parents and how they deal with their children in this age. And with hopefully a suggestion or two, I don't know that a suggestion has come out of it. I'm just talking about what we've all been through ourselves. And I don't know that you can do it individually. Like my daughter and I talk frequently about what my grandson should be exposed to and ought not to be exposed to. And we agree.
He's only, what, a year and a half old?
He's a year and a half old. And there are children who are... 3, 4, 4 or 5 years old that already have smartphones. And I think that that's appalling.
I think that's ridiculous.
It is. Yeah, it's beyond ridiculous. But so I'm not the parent, but I can gauge in an intelligent way. My daughter, who has far more education, formal education than I do, and has an attitude towards some things that's different than mine, does have respect for the way she was raised. And so she gives me more credibility in that area than she might if we were talking politics, for example. I don't have a lot of credibility with her when it comes to politics, but I do have credibility with her when it comes to being a good parent. And really, when it gets down to it, I don't really give a damn whether she agrees with me politically or not. I don't even know what my political views are anymore. I really don't. But I know I'm firmly... committed to helping her when she asks, or if we have a conversation and I felt like she wanted to shut me down or didn't want to have the conversation, I would respect that. But she's eager to have my input when it comes to what I think ought to be the way you do things. But the worst thing a parent can do is inveigle themselves into an area where they aren't wanted. I make sure my ideas are wanted and respected before I go too far with them.
Sure. Well, yeah, you don't want to ever, whether it's your daughter or anyone else, you don't want to tell someone else how to parent.
No, you can't anyway.
Yeah.
So why you would build up resentment with them.
Right.
But in this circumstance where there is so much, she's pretty steady at what she reads and pretty steady about what she thinks, and she and her husband discuss this stuff a lot.
I think parents all have to. If you have a young child now, and Miles is still very little, but yep. As he gets older, these are really murky waters to navigate.
Yeah.
I mean, a friend of mine has a little boy, and he just started kindergarten, and he's already coming home. When am I going to get an Apple Watch? Because there are two kids in his class who have Apple Watches. They're in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Nuts.
It's totally ridiculous.
It is nuts.
But it's hard with technology and how much are your kids allowed? How much screen time are they allowed? Mm-hmm. And as they start talking with each other and they find out, well, this person is allowed to watch TV every day and this person isn't, it's a lot.
Yeah. And Joe Jonas was talking about his hoo-hoo. They don't think 7-year-olds know about that? They can see that if they've got a device. All right. We've done a good job here, I think, having this conversation. And the reason that we have the conversation is so that those of you who are listening can reflect on your own points of view with regard to this. There's not a right and there's not a wrong, but the upside to this is it gets you to think about these sorts of things, and hopefully that's a valuable tool that you have here. It's 10 minutes for the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Strongest voice. It's 53 past the hour. This is Tech Talk time with a focus on Comcast today and GE's new smart appliances, where you can find them. And if you want to clean your microwave in a moment, if you're really, really, really the person who has time to clean your microwave at this moment, we're going to help you do that in just a matter of moments. Here it's 54 past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
All right, let me first do, before Victoria takes on what GE is doing with their smart appliances, Comcast is being forced to pay a huge fine because they're charging customers for services and equipment that they didn't ask for. So they're paying millions of dollars. This is the largest ever civil fine the agency has brought against, the FCC has brought against a cable company. Comcast has been charging you for add-ons they never, people like you never asked for. Lots of customers say they were being wrongly billed for things like premium channels and a DVR. Many of these people tried complaining to Comcast, but as usual, the Comcast people ignored them. The arrogance of these people. Comcast, we were just talking about this off the air, because I have a choice where I am of Comcast or Verizon. It's like, which company sucks less?
It's like the election.
Right, exactly. Oh, thank you. That's a wonderful comparison. So I'm surprised they're only fining them $2.3 million. If it would have been me, I'd have charged them. But you call them up and they don't pay any attention to you.
Yeah.
They don't do anything.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They don't have to fix anything if they don't listen to your problems or if they don't answer the phone.
Right.
Ugh. All right, so GE has some interesting information for those of you who like to buy things on Amazon, right?
Yeah, it's really interesting. GE, which may or may not be worth noting, is now a Chinese company. Which GE, I've always heard of GE being like the original blue chip stock.
General Electric, yeah.
General Electric was, you know, as American as you can get. Well, it's 100% Chinese now. So, but they've collaborated with Amazon.com. So their smart appliances, especially their dishwasher and their laundry, their washing machines, now have, you preload your washing machine with your detergent pods if you're doing your clothes or your dishes, and you program everything in, and then it automatically orders supplies for you so you never run out of dish soap. Which apparently this is a big enough problem that I guess people need to have.
Nobody has
automated.
To have a brain anymore, I'm telling you. Don't have to be able to walk, talk, think, nothing. It's all automatic.
Well, it's interesting because it's hooked up with Amazon, so before you even run out, it will already reorder the supplies for you. Instead of just going to the grocery store, this is how Amazon is slowly taking over the world.
Yeah.
They're assuming that Amazon will be your source.
Well,
instead
there you
of
go.
The local, you know, grocery store.
All right, I haven't got time to tell you about the microwave, new way to clean your microwave. I'll save that and save my breath for tomorrow.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.